When you learn what these principles are, as the months go by and the books that come out in 2014.
And you're just publishing a book right now. That's a good time for me to make a note of this for everybody. This is one book that you do not want to miss out on.
It will be published very, very soon. We're right in the middle of bringing it to Amazon and everything. And I'll be going on another show with Steve in the future to really talk about it. And it's a series of books, a body of knowledge that is 500 pages that came out of the experience that I received on the other side. Not only is the body of knowledge to be made into all these books, which is being done now for 2014, but also every book is accompanied by a webinar. So it's quite a process. But I want you to know that I didn't sit around and think I was going to do this. I didn't goal set. This is not a world about goal setting. It's a world of receiving. It's a world of trusting. It's a world that is connected with space itself. What I'd like to say is that what I discovered as I worked with the wealthy, the middle income, and low income, everybody had a closet to clean. And, yeah, we've got lots of organizers out there that are getting out there and supporting people to clean up and all of that. But that isn't enough. Because there's a condition that got put in place that caused the physical situation in the first place. That condition comes from our family systems. That conditioning can come from the generational patterns. This conditioning actually comes through the DNA. These are the things that are covered in the webinars that help us to recognize that whether you're wealthy, middle income, or low income, we all are dealing with these kind of systems. This world of radiant design, as we're willing to go through the deconstruction of what our lives have been given by, that have in any way been limiting us and interfering with telling the truth. And I really mean it's not an easy journey. In the same way that an earthquake hits us, it deconstructs us. And in the same way that a tsunami hits, the people who are left are deconstructed. We don't get out of deconstruction. We don't get out of being able to face where we've deceived others, where we may have lied, where we may have stolen, where we may have been influenced by others to act a certain way that had nothing to do with us. All of those ways of behavior actually get embedded in a physical structure of our homes, in our cars, in our businesses. And when we don't know that, and we're so easy to go on to the next thing or the next goal or the next anything, we never face what this entangled situation is, that each of us as a human being have in common.
If there was one thing that you could tell people through like one sentence or phrase that you'd like people to start taking action and doing, and I think I might have an idea exactly what it might be you're going to say this question, but if there's one thing that you could tell people to actually start doing, one change that they could make that would make a big difference in their life, for the general masses out there, what do you think, what is it that you would tell them?
I'll give you a law that I experienced on the other side, along with all these other laws that are connected to kingdoms, principalities, and powers. The law is a physical object either expands space or collapses it. Now, there's much deeper levels to this. But if you begin to notice where you put things that don't belong, and start to notice what the behavior is that's behind that, or how you may force something, it comes along and everything's a beautiful, beautiful setting, and you're going to add one more thing. You want to start noticing how you reside inside your space with the physical. Because that's what's up in this world. We're being forced through earthquakes to have to face into, start over, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Imagine if you could be doing this in a whole different way, that you didn't have to have the earthquake, but you were willing to face the truth in your own world and go through this deconstruction. And I know it sounds a little sophisticated, but it isn't. It's telling the truth. And the way that we can really grow is with each other. A physical object, when you go to place it and you be awake, it will reveal, and the environment of the space will reveal whether it belongs or not.
It's definitely in line with what I thought you were going to say. It's, I actually thought you might just say, well, clean, clean, clean. Because
no. You can't do that because they're still going to have all the behavior that's under it. See, just because you clean or just because you go into a new space, all that behavior, if you don't recognize what it is that set it in place and don't just do a job to get on to the next thing, when you don't recognize it, it shows up in other areas. It shows up with your family. You know, your child may act it out. But it requires each and every one of us, each and every one of you, to be able to recognize what this entangled system that you've been unconscious to has been costing you.
What about people who have lots of money and they actually hire people to come in and clean their space, yet they're not actually listening to the messages and really connecting to what was happening, what were their reasons for placing it there and so forth?
There's a controlling world that people think that is the way it's always going to be, okay? The goal setters, the ones that are always saying they're going to make and they're going to want and they're going to have exactly what they want to have. That's fine. You'll get what you want to have, but you won't have what you're meant to have. A meant-to-have world is a very different world. It's a world that takes you out of your comfort zone. It's a world that organizes on behalf of you and really forces you to have to draw upon supernatural powers at times in your life to even be able to meet what it is that's being asked of you. And that's what it required for me to do webinars that I had no idea how to do. I was just being told I was now to match the writing to the webinars. And then miracles happened, okay? But I was willing to stand in the impossibility. It's a willingness to be in a radiant design world where the void becomes your friend, where you can be uncomfortable in not knowing. And the thing is, when you look at the state of America and the conditions that we're facing, and more people are going into low-income situations, it is going to force the society to have to go through its own deconstruction. And all the deconstruction means is the taking apart. Like you said, this is the show about peace. When we have peace in our homes and recognize what our behaviors are that set up the chaotic environments, the relationships, all the situations that we're living inside of, and being able to help assist our neighbor to be able to rise out of those conditions, then we would automatically see a shift in government, because we would be showing up in the power of who we are as an individual.
It reminds me of the whole definition of insanity. We keep doing what we've always done and keep getting the same results. And for what you're, it's sort of the message that I'm getting right now is if we don't change the way we see things, if we don't change our own understanding of things and our own, you know, what's happening between our own ears, then we just keep going back to that old, keep doing what we've always done.
In addition to that, when I was on the other side in this experience, what Christ said to me was, this is the time of choice.
Well, we don't have any more time for this show, so we're going to have to wrap things up. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to give your email address so people know how to contact you that way.
If I can just suggest, when they go into gloryofhome.com, there's a capture page on that. And at that time, when you sign up for the email, putting your email in, you'll be able to receive the free offer we have.
It's good so people know where to go so that they'll be notified when your book's actually available. And so they'll be able to get a copy of that. And they'll be able to know when your webinars are happening, all the other things that you're involved with, so that they can stay plugged in tune, because this is a whole new level of understanding that you're bringing to the table that I haven't seen anyone else with those pieces of the puzzle, which are very powerful, what you've got.
Next time we can talk about how this affects the lymphatic system and the health issues that we're dealing with. Because when you have when you have clutter, underneath all the clutter lies the emotions that hold it in place, which has a direct impact upon the lymphatic system.
We'll go ahead and talk about that. We're talking on what was my father's main topic, what he pioneered, and what's actually what I've taken on as a main topic of course, I'm heavily involved with and I'm very passionate about, so it'll be nice to share some about that. So definitely tune in to our next episode. And click on the subscribe button on this podcast. That'll be another way when you know that where I'll be bringing on new guests. Don will be one of those that'll be really good to keep tuned into. So go ahead and click on the subscribe button right now, right there on iTunes, so that you can stay in tune with all of the other beautiful broadcasts. And we love, love, love our subscribers. There'll be a lot of, you know, there'll be some extras that you'll be getting that are for subscribers only. Some freebies. And anyway, thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much. It's really good to introduce myself in this way because I've been so busy getting all the system put together. And 2014 is a new world for us. It truly is.
It sure is. And I must say something else, that it's interesting how you kind of got started on your path with radio with my dad. I was right after you in 1993, really kind of got started on my path with my father, Dr. C. Samuel West, on radio, who was the one who pioneered a lot of science on lymphology. He was the first person to give public lectures on the lymphatic system, which is our internal purification system. Looks like we're going to be talking more about that on the next show. So here we are on radio again. It's been years.
I know. Really. It's hilarious to be doing radio instead of terrestrial, to be doing it you know, to podcasts and internet. And it's something that I, you know, it's a whole new world. And it's an exciting world, you know, that that we can reach so many
people. There's a lot of potential of listeners out there that it's huge. So it's going to be an amazing journey, and it'll actually help us do what we've actually been doing a lot more of, getting in front of people live also. And I've seen the miracles that you work with people in the live setting as well. It's absolutely incredible.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. Until next time, have a beautiful, beautiful day. And thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
You bet. Until next time, this is Dr. Stephen Ezra West, nicknamed Dr. Ez, with the Clarity University Show. Bye-bye for now.